Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hour number one, G-Bag Nation, Rangers win. It's a play-in hump day. Sagan's back. And we're live at Shell Shack here off North Henderson. We hope all of you come out and party with us as we're rocking with you leading into Rangers pregame at 6:30. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo. We got Brian Broaddus, the Super Bowl winning scout. My gosh, he was just showing me. He was up till 3 a.m., Eric, putting together his stack. Ranking all 235 players, breaking them down into position groups. We got Draft 101 tomorrow right at the Performance Showroom down at the station, 4131 North Central Expressway. That's at 6:45 tomorrow. Just show on up. Whataburger's going to be feeding you. But today, gosh, Shell Shack's bringing it hard. Tomorrow is National Crawfish Day, which Shell Shack, by the way, owns the rights to.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
National Shell Shack Day. Crawfish, just $6 a pound tomorrow. Only at Shell Shacks across DFW, so at this very location, plus the ones in Plano, Mesquite, Arlington, Fort Worth, and then they've also got Crown Royal specials. They brought us over here. There is a Shell Shack gorgeous blackberry lemonade that is very, very sweet, I might add. I don't know if you want a little.
I think it pairs well with those crawfish you got in front of you, by
the crawfish look absolutely delicious, but this is awesome. It's alive and popping, and we hope everybody comes on over to us, like we said, here at the Shell Shack off Henderson. And if you noticed, Eric, I don't know if you saw the same thing as we mentioned during Crosstalk, there is a detour for construction that's like right before the turn in here. Just bypass that and turn left right into the parking lot.
Yeah,
you'll be good to go.
I did notice the bright orange barricades, but like you fellas, I said, damn the barricades. I'm getting to Shell Shack.
Yeah, I acted like I was like part of the construction crew, and I just followed a crane in.
Yeah,
is what I did.
And then as soon as I
saw that I could get into the parking lot. But by the way, guys, we mentioned about the crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
I've started the day with 4 pounds of them.
You gonna go for another 4?
Man, I'll tell you what: the flavor, the seasoning, the spice level, all these things, the corn, the potato.
They hit all the right notes.
Yeah,
all the potatoes.
It really is. And they do a heck of a job over here with it, and they take a lot of care. Sometimes you could just rush crawfish. You know, you could just throw it out there, throw it in boiling water, and think that you're doing a really, really good job.
That's disrespectful.
That's very disrespectful.
It is.
So people who appreciate crawfish like me, folks here at the Shell Shack do it the best. They really do.
4 pounds, you know, feels like a pretty good number. Is that sort of, would you call that an appetizer for you? I mean, what's your record
poundage? I see this in front that we have on the table, and I know you two do not really know how to like.
See,
like
now I'm disrespected.
All right, I know.
You don't think
do
I know
it,
how
Brian.
To rip that head off and pull it, suck
no,
the meat right out of the
no,
tail,
I
and
don't.
Then split the rib cage and suck the brains out? You don't think I'm capable?
I don't think
you even know who you're talking to right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I do know who I'm talking to, because if in fact that you said everything that you said, that it would have been gone by now, because you are the king of put food in front of you,
right?
And I don't have time to ask you what is this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the hey, wait, there's food in front of me. I'm going to just kind of embarrass myself and eat it all until somebody tells me I can't eat it anymore. So the fact that even it's not been touched by you, I have a feeling you don't know how to peel crawfish the right way.
Okay, well, we have been here before. You and I have torn through pounds of crawfish together. Oh. I thought we bonded over that moment, and now you're just forgetting about acting like it never happened. You know what's one of my favorite things to do though is to at the end pop off those little legs.
Oh yeah,
use them like a toothpick.
Yeah, the claws. And when you talk about the bigger crawfish, they do have the claws that are a little bit. Yeah, you can just kind of snap those things and get a little tasty morsel out of that.
Oh, very tasty. Yeah. Now the 469 did ask, like, have I missed an update on Dawson's team? No. Look,
have we got any? Does anybody know?
We haven't.
Dawson is going to call us and give us any update?
Hey, guys, you won't believe we got our ass kicked again. Yeah. Man. Just wanted to let Dawson you guys know. Super proud of our
attitude
and effort.
Follow him on Facebook. I'm sure he's got some information up, a picture of him and Abby after a hard-fought match.
Holding
against
a trophy.
Some team from Spain. Woo! That just mopped him up, you know?
This is a tournament from around the world.
Dawson is not going to call us and say, hey, we got really fortunate today.
Atletico Madrid just kicked our ass again. Dawson's
we didn't lose by double digits today, guys.
See, Dawson's okay with this because he's not going to get he's not going to get out coached.
No,
he's not going to get. There's not going to be.
He's
going to
get outmanned.
He's just going to get. Yeah, he probably doesn't have the better side in this one, and that's okay. But like I said, these young ladies will have the experiences one day. The girls that they played against on this field will be playing in a World Cup, and you could say, "Oh, I remember the day I played against." It's like the guys that say, I remember playing against Kyler Murray in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, was that problem.
I thank God every day I didn't have to do that.
It was awful. Yeah, absolutely exactly. Terrible.
End up on a highlight reel.
Mm-hmm. Well, shout out to the Rangers. Got a big-time dub, 4-0. Tyler Malley was absolutely dealing last night. It was glorious. We'll talk with Jared Sandler coming up at 4:40. Of course, we got going for the series victory tonight with Patrick Corbin on the bump. But Malley was the story. I mean, he was in the low 90s with the fastball, but everything was working for him. He owns a league-best 0.92 ERA through four starts, striking out nine, allowing just three hits, two walks. 61 of his 93 pitches were for strikes. And my favorite part of the night, outside of just watching Tyler Malley, was catcher scoring catcher.
Yeah.
The Kyle Higashioka double. And then here comes Jonah Heim trotting in for an insurance run there in the seventh. Marcus Semien got a sac fly RBI. You had the Jungle Cat with an RBI single. Kevin Pillar joining the party there to really close things out in the bottom of the eighth. But, hey, the Rangers now, they're at 10 wins on the season. They're looking for a sweep, as I called it yesterday, against the Halos. They just got to get that win tonight. And then, if my math's correct, they've got the opportunity to get the broomsticks out tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Takes three to sweep.
Takes three.
Takes three.
It's a 3-0, Eric.
Yeah, we're not looking
3-0.
Not looking for any rubber match action.
It sounded like to me we were talking about sweeping them after two.
And
that usually happens when you play the Diamondbacks. Don't we always play the Diamondbacks for like two games?
Yeah.
It seems like, other than the World Series games, it seems like when we play the Diamondbacks, it's always the two game series.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but that's what we're going on today.
And great news for our Dallas Stars. Sags is going to return tonight. Now, for those of you that are like, oh, my goodness gracious, what's going on? Why are you sending back down Leon Bischel? You're not. Everyone's available. Once the salary cap is no more, starting on Saturday when the Colorado series commences, everybody's able to play. But Pete DeBoer and company wanting Tyler Seguin to get out there for the first time in a long time after he underwent hip surgery on December 5th. He has not played since December 1st. So instead of having his first action against the Colorado Avs in the first round of the playoffs, it'll be tonight as the Stars close the season out against Nashville. So hopefully that's a good boost. And Segs is able to kind of, you know, knock off a little bit of rust. And then he's ready to rock for game one against Colorado because they need all hands on deck. Still nothing on Miro. But the hope is, as we've talked about from Jim Neal and Pete DeBoer, maybe at some point during that Colorado series, he's able to come out and play.
Yeah, that's going to be huge. And I like what they're doing, getting Seguin in there. Just kind of knock as much rust off as you can. Touch some ice a little bit. Get that feel back. Because getting just thrusted right into the postseason, he's obviously a veteran. Not that he couldn't handle it. But I like the move of throwing him out there.
Then we've got, I know what you're waiting for, Eric. I don't know if you've been looking at the shoot-around like I have from all of our buddies that are out there in Sacramento for this play-in game tonight.
Big-time game tonight, fellas.
Let's go, Mavs!
I got keys to the game for you.
Oh, do you? You got a scouting report on Sacramento?
Yeah, I've got keys to the game today. You know what? I took it upon myself to reach out to people in the know that are in Sacramento that have a hand in what's going on in this victory tonight against the Kings.
There you go.
So I got some keys to the game.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
I just knew that you know. I just knew that you were just gonna kind of just kind of just say, oh, okay, I'm going to take a day off here on this segment and not, you know, work hard on it. But so I took care of you though.
Hey, we got a big time rim sesh coming up at 2:40 because
at 2:40
I'm fired up about
let me
this.
Give you the keys this, I'll give you the keys to the game at 2:40. How about that?
That sounds great, man.
Hey, I'm excited for the keys to the game.
How could you not be excited? Well, look, this is a winner go home scenario.
Trying to make history, okay? No team that has been the 10th seed so far in the play-in tournament has ever been able to advance and secure that 8 overall seed. So all
wow,
time
10 that?
Seeds are 2-6 in the play-in, 0-2 in playing for the 8th playoff seed. This does not
bode
well for the Mavericks.
Until this year, we never saw a hockey team give up 3 goals in a minute either, okay?
That's true.
Things are
made. I don't know why you got to pick that as the example that you want to give.
We're in the weird sports cycle.
Who the hell are you rooting for? I don't know. But, yeah, let's make history.
God, I hate working with you two.
Let's make history. 877-881-1053. How pumped are you for the Mavericks game? And what are you going to do? Because we got, like, the 3 sports deals tonight. We got Stars action. They're closing the season. We got Mavs playing, which I know Eric's going to have on TV number 1. And then, of course, our Rangers. But you can also listen to the Rangers on 105.3.
I always listen to the Rangers.
Well, we've got the best crew
in the world. I don't like Bassett very much.
817, what Shell Shack location are we at? We are right here in Dallas, the North Henderson location. So come on out. Party with us here at Shell Shack. If the Mavs do advance, the Grizzlies losing to the Warriors. So they'll play the winner of the Mavs-Kings game tonight for that 8th playoff spot. We'll see what ends up happening there. I mean, do you like the Mavericks' chances in that matchup?
What are you asking Eric for?
Because Eric's locked in, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
He's pumped. He's fired up.
He didn't even know they were going to play the Grizzlies.
I know you were watching. You were watching the game last night, Grizz and the Warriors.
I was. Now
you saw Trae Young get ejected in the Hawks matchup. He was locked in. He's a basketball savant.
I'm dialed on what's going on outside of
your own team.
Yeah, yeah. Last night watching Steph and company, it was fun. Steph and Jimmy. Living at the free throw line, Steph in that fourth quarter, unbelievable. It ended up being a fantastic game.
Yeah.
It's a bummer that Ja got banged up. But
yeah.
But it goes to show you, Golden State, Steph has an unbelievable fourth quarter, a really awesome, efficient game. Jimmy Butler goes to the free throw line like 18 times? And you're still scratching and clawing to beat what is not that good of a Grizzlies team.
Desmond Bane was awesome.
That's going to be tough sledding for Golden State. This Houston series is not going to be a gimme at all.
No, Houston, a physical team, so you'll have the 2-7 matchup. That's solidified, and then the winner of Mavs-Kings will then head to Memphis, take on the Grizz, and whoever wins that will end up being the 8th seed in the Western Conference.
6-8-2, I would rather cut my grass with a dull butter knife than watch the Mavericks. Garbage-ass team. Garbage-ass GM.
We can't, pull for the coaches
owner.
And the players.
It's the coaches
so much.
Can we not separate it? Can we not separate the players and the coaches are not at fault here, but the front office
themselves? I'm pulling for the coaches and players. That's who I'm pulling for.
Yeah.
Because they've endured a lot. They got put in a terrible situation. Yeah, put in a terrible situation with injuries the whole year. If Luka's not hurt after Christmas Day, we're not thinking about trading him.
I'm not buying that. I think Nico is on a mission.
No,
to get
if he's
him out
playing
here.
And he's scoring 40 a night, you think they're trading him?
I mean, the dude took you to the finals last year and they
but
traded him.
But that's what I'm saying, Zach. I think if he was playing, if he wasn't like, if there wasn't this back and forth with his medical staff and your medical staff
yeah.
and, oh, he's not ready. Well, hey, yeah, he is ready, but you guys won't come in for treatment.
You're saying the last calf injury was the final straw?
I think so.
I don't know. There's a lot that's morphed here because initially I had heard that they had told him to stay away from the team. He could have come back and played. They didn't want him around because Nico was just dead set on trading him. I don't know what to believe, Brian. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm just
so upset.
It just makes me sick.
I'll tell you this though. Whispers are saying that Mark Cuban sold his team because he couldn't pay Nico.
Oh.
Or it's not pay Nico, pay
Luka.
Pay Luka.
I believe that.
Yeah, I do too.
You can't separate him from the 2-on-4 if you watch the game. It helps the front office. I mean, it's a solid argument right there. I mean, I'm very torn.
If you watch the game, it helps the front office. You mean you can't cheer for the players? You can't cheer. I mean, it's not their fault.
It's not.
They
I agree with that.
We owe them our support for what they went through. How about those times when, you know, we were sitting there watching them and we're like going, God, they're showing it's a gutsy effort tonight. Well, I've got to look at Kyrie playing with no extra help. No, look at this.
And you know what? If Kyrie was out there, I might have more Zoom in me to go and
watch. If they lose tonight, great. I mean, fine. It's you know, it is what it is.
I'm actually, that's how I'm spinning it with I want what's best for the players, and what's best is for this season to end and them to just go on vacation and distance themselves
from the
disaster.
It might be the case. Did you guys see Tyron Smith and just how dapper he's looking as he's holding his retirement press conference
right now? Did he only go up to like below the breastplate on his button up? What a flex, yeah, dude.
He looks absolutely incredible.
He's going open chest on what looks like
Richard Jefferson?
Yeah, but this is like a long white like button up, yeah, long sleeve, like a dress shirt.
Yeah.
And he's got that thing opened from the diaphragm up.
Well,
as he should.
Who is the
he
guy?
He looks phenomenal.
When every time there's a coach that gives a speech in the locker room, who's standing behind him with no shirt on but the football pants?
That was
still
usually Tyron Smith.
I think he kind of says, okay, where's the camera here?
Yeah,
where's
definitely. Yeah, this is about Tyron today.
But you should, if you look as good as Tyron
Smith. No question. How long was his speech? But I didn't hear. Did he talk for like 10
know.
Minutes?
I don't
minutes,
know how long it was. The last I saw, he was sitting down and watching a video that they've put out there for him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking.
He's talking right now. Okay, good. Good deal.
All right, we'll get a little bit of Tyron later on in the show. But make sure you come on out. Jason Garrett's there as well, your favorite, Brian. And he's wearing some white pants. What do you think of that choice?
Was he like acting like he's a PGA golfer?
Well, it is funny seeing Tyron bending over trying to shake Jason Garrett's hand right there. But we love you, Tyron Smith, one of the best to ever do it. Congratulations on an amazing career. I just wish, like so many others, we could have gotten Neil Lombardi. Another great career.
I wish he wouldn't have succumbed to some injuries. That's where the questions about his career.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about him always in glowing light, but we're going to talk about the what-ifs. It's going to be like we talked about with Sean Lee, Leighton Vander. What if he wouldn't have had the shoulder problems, the stinger problems?
And that's what's so amazing about
him. The back problem.
Is because despite all of that, he's clearly a surefire Hall of Famer.
No
doubt. You know, like that. That's,
but if he played all those years.
We'd be talking about him as maybe the best tackle in NFL history.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
yeah
you go.
That's the difference.
Absolutely. 877-881-1053 is always the number to join the conversation. We got a lot of fighting going on, how people are feeling about the Mavs. Some think that we just, if you're not rooting for the Mavericks, you're a terrible person. Others are saying, I can't listen to this. I don't want to hear about basketball anymore. I'm done. I understand all the feelings and all the emotions. It really is just a terrible. I don't know that we owe them anything.
We signed up for this.
We didn't sign up for a damn thing. I didn't sign anything.
Did.
There was no form in front
did.
Of me. I didn't sign
we
a damn thing.
Up, Brian. We signed up for 82 games.
Nothing.
We signed up.
Mm-mm.
We
did not.
We signed up.
Did not.
We did.
We got a sports hodgepodge coming up on the other side, Eric. Where are we going?
That's right. Among other things, the C in Oklahoma stands for cockfighting.
All right, we'll do that next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In the nation. All right, we got a sports hodgepodge for you as we broadcast live from Shell Shack in Dallas off Henderson here until 6:30. Would love to see you. Tomorrow is National Crawfish Day, ladies and gentlemen. Live crawfish for just $6 a pound tomorrow only at every Shell Shack in the DFW, Dallas, Plano, Mesquite, Arlington, Fort Worth, and it's an enchanted afternoon, as Gavin Dawson would say. We're looking forward to getting to the general back tomorrow, and we'll see how his team fared in the Dallas Cup, which is one of the biggest soccer tournaments in all of the world.
Huge.
Cannot wait to see how that went down for him, and we'll get you the G-Bag of the Day here in about 6 minutes or so. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Segment also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Before we get to the cockfighting in Oklahoma, I did want to address the Tennessee quitter,
yeah.
Nico. I am a Lieva. Zero market, according to Power Four general managers, now that he has punted on $3 million at Tennessee, looking for $4 million, hoping he was going to get some team that was jumping at him. We heard that the North Carolina Bill Belichick's were going to be out on him pretty quickly after the news broke. And then his dad was saying that they had multiple programs that were ready to offer the $4 million that they were looking for. Tulane was one that he mentioned.
Yeah.
And Tulane is apparently pulling out of the recruitment of Nico. So that's where things stand right now. And CJ Mordock reported that Tulane put together an impressive offer, but too much back and forth between Nico's camp and the coaching staff. Tulane wanted to get a deal done quickly. The dad of Nico is apparently LeVar Ball without the charm, but with both feet. So you kind of, there's a little give and take there with everything. But the charm factor is
huge. They're standing on it.
Yeah.
They are.
So this is heading in a direction where it's the ultimate backfire for this kid. You feel bad for him to some extent if his dad is pulling these strings right here, setting him up for what seems to be huge failure. But we don't know until this thing gets official. But right now, things are not looking good for him. And this will probably be a lesson to anyone that is thinking about pulling something like this in the future. But a total bombshell in college football, and it is not working out for the player or the father at this moment.
No. Terrible advice.
Broadus, you still fighting on the Zoom over there?
Yeah.
I mean, watching Broadus for the last 26 minutes fight through the...
Glad I have some real support over there helping me out with it, too. Just kind of making me, you know, asking me a bunch of questions. I keep showing him kind of where we're at, and it's just not working. And
him being Carter Freeman.
Maybe time to go take a break or something, you know?
Oh, no.
You know, I
might be lunch. You might be coming down here to get some crawfish.
Yeah, maybe, and hopefully so. Come on down and see
us. I'd love him if he was here.
Yeah.
But watching the older generation fight through Zoom problems is high-level entertainment. It's high-level entertainment.
I just punt on
it. Do you feel like that I'm not doing it the right way?
No, this is not a you problem.
When you get error messages, you know, I just kind of wonder.
Okay.
You know? I'll
look at it, and we'll go through it over the break.
Speaking of
we'll
things that make you wonder, I'd like to read you a headline. Oklahoma legislator sees renewed efforts to change cockfighting laws. Were we doing cockfighting in Oklahoma? I didn't know about this.
Oh, it's worldwide.
Worldwide.
It was so rampant in Oklahoma that they had to go ahead and strengthen up the punishments for cockfighting. But now you have some individuals introducing a bill that would reduce penalties for participating or allowing robotic participation in the fights.
Oh.
So
we're talking like robot cocks?
Don't we have like battle bots? Don't we have that? Isn't that in a show that we have in that kind of?
Yeah, battle bots is a badass show. I did used to watch
this
that.
This is battle cock bots is what this show's called.
Okay.
And opponents of cockfighting argue that reducing the penalty would send the wrong message to Oklahomans about the cruel and outdated form of entertainment.
Mm.
High-level entertainment, but be that as it may, it's not very kind to the roosters. Cockfighting is the practice of forcing two roosters to fight each other, often to the death, for entertainment, and regularly includes gambling on outcomes of the fights.
I'm glad that you did say roosters, because I was totally thinking of what other word can I say for this animal, and rooster would be the word.
Rooster's the word. The birds are bred and trained for the purpose of fighting.
Oh.
That's the thing to keep in mind here. They're not just going to grab two run-of-the-mill roosters and throwing them in the pen together. These guys are, they're thoroughbreds. So now the guy who's trying to get this thing reduced down, he says, I'm not trying to legalize cockfighting. I'm just trying to reduce it to a misdemeanor. We've reduced dangerous drugs that are killing people to a misdemeanor, and yet raising a chicken is a felony that carries 10 years? That's complete stupidity, he says.
Very stupid.
So he is trying to come up with a plan where you can have, like, robot cockfighting. But one of the roosters is a real rooster, thoroughbred cockfighter.
Oh, going up against the bot.
Going up against the bot, because he's alleging that the bot rooster is not going to really cause the harm to the real rooster.
Okay.
So that's sort of, he's trying to revolutionize the sport of cockfighting. You do have to give him some credit for that. This is a guy who's forward-thinking, right?
So,
it's like, where's the happy medium here? Where can we still get our cockfighting entertainment while also kind of saving the bird?
So how do we, cockfighting, is it the spur that gets, is that the thing that the...
Well, if you go to like Bangkok, now you're talking about they're doing like, they're putting razor blades at the, you know, on their feet and stuff,
spur,
where that gets aggressive.
So now you're kind of...
Yeah, you're slicing and dicing.
So how does the robot...
You've never been to a cockfight?
No.
Well, Chuck, you have.
Are you kidding me?
Lucius, you ever seen... Has anybody ever seen cockfighting take place?
Clearly,
Ruben obviously shaking his head, yes.
Lucius is the king of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Lucius, did you know... Has this been a thing for you growing up in Tulsa?
I've never seen an official cockfight. No. I've seen some roosters fight each other.
Okay.
I've never seen an official cockfight. I've seen some guys let them fight, too, but I've never seen an official cockfight. With money
sort
on the line and things like that, no.
Right. More of an unregulated, just two run-of-the-mill aggressive cocks going after each other as opposed to really setting those guys up.
Let's turn the tables here. Have you actually seen one of these fights?
Absolutely.
Have you really?
No, I'm just kidding.
He was raising rooster.
It's been years since I've seen it, so it's like my memory of it is all...
What's up, man? How are you?
Distorted.
Black and gold be in the
house
here.
We'll see. It might only be a misdemeanor.
Absolutely.
Moving forward in Oklahoma to fight your cocks.
I did see we got several texts coming in from the Tolos here, but I guess in Azle, they just busted a huge cockfighting ring last week.
I thought there was something going on in our own backyard.
Cockfighting ring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, this is a breeding ground.
It is.
A lot of talent in this area.
A lot of talent in those cocks.
All right.
We've always had better cocks than the than Oklahoma.
It's a rooster, Brian. Can you not be a pervert?
Well, that's what they're called, right?
Yeah, it is.
They are. Yeah. It's cockfighting for a reason.
Yeah. I have been to Bryce Williams Stadium in Columbia, South Carolina.
Is it worth a trip, too? Like, should I put that in the rotation?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Let's absolutely throw it back to the Pimp Cup. Lucius Alexander, G-Bag of the Day.
I couldn't. You know what? I got a joke right there, and I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. I changed my mind.
Discipline, Lucius. That's discipline.
Yeah, it was right there too. It was nice. It was formulated great. It featured King Nasir. If you've ever heard of that guy, King Nasir. Maybe Sir Chewbacca.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, but I'm gonna leave it alone, bro. Leave it alone. Hey, did you know Dallas, Fort Worth used to be a major pit bull fighting hub in like the early 20s?
I believe that.
Yeah, like the upper echelon of people would go out there, smoke their cigars, and watch pit bulls fight, and roosters fight as well.
Yeah,
we used to be a little seedy place here in Dallas. We used to be seedy, bro.
A lot of money
back when we were a proper metroplex.
Yeah,
it was a transit little old city, man. Remember Doc Holliday used to be out here? He was a darn dentist, bro. We used to be seedy, fam.
I say used to. All right, let's see here. What do we got? Oh, our winner and champ comes from the RJ and Choppy show. His name is Bobby Belt, and he wrote a diss track to Eric and Zach right here. It's called Remember the Titan. Remember the Titan. And it features Zach's sister, which is really sad. I hope you guys get that figured out.
Yeah, we won't.
I want to dedicate this song to Sam Wolchuk.
Hey, Bobby, spit that rhyme I like.
Turn it on, leave it on. Pick a platform, radio, stream, YouTube, or the Twitch. Young Bobby hit the bleeds like a crash car. Go and inject me in the beat, and I'll leave you with track marks. Didn't have to be this way, but I'll go to round eight. Overdosing bars, I'm a single mom in South Lake. Kill it in the AM, yeah, you know we got a who's who. Rating so big, you would think they took a blue chew. That's a blue pill, but Wooly needs a red one. Better get some yeast if you want to raise your bread, son. Since we're telling truth, let's open up about the past, bro. Chio still ain't over, getting froze out of the draft show. Man it, bro, go to Brian. You can talk through it. Use your words because your mouth ain't just for Hawk Tua. Yeah, I wish I had a house sitting on a happy perch. But I'm not like Eric getting favors from my daddy's church. Christ would help the poor, put him on his back. Eric closed the door, said, I ain't paying tax. While we're talking cash, hey, Wooly, where's my money, dude? No, you owe me 50 bucks from Cali back in 22.
Yeah, pay that, man. Look at you, Eric. You're just enjoying this, bro.
Yeah.
If we was a rap click, I had to pull the navigator over and kick you out, fam.
Well, this is the weird thing, Lucius. I mean, and I've never been in a rap beef, and I've constantly stated how out of my depth I am. But how do you take it? Because if you get all
butthurt
about it,
you definitely don't bob your head to a song that's dissing you.
All of a sudden, you're emotional when you start critiquing the song and the lies and just the midness of it all. But you know, so it's like there's really no winning here, right? I mean, tell me the how you win. Just lay it out for me.
How do you win? You act like it's not happening.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you just detach from reality.
Exactly.
Entirely.
Yeah. You just sit there.
All right. That's the move. That's the move for tomorrow.
Like a runner-up at the Oscars. You're just like, oh, okay, yeah. Mm.
Start checking your watch.
Yeah. You're Spike Lee, and you got beat by Driving Miss Daisy, and then you're still bitter all these years, right?
I don't blame him. I do not blame him.
He goes, I cannot believe I got beat by that movie.
I don't blame him. Whoa, you're going too fast now. Get the hell out of here. All right, now this clip is a little old because I wanted to give it some time because it was a sad situation.
Uh-oh.
It's going to Memphis, Fox 13. People are in nearby gyms seeking cover from tornadoes. Serious situation right here. All right, then somebody just had to be an ass.
We're very concerned about how she's doing. Sierra, oh good, you're okay? Boy, that live picture that you and your photographer captured,
it's very scary outside. I never experienced anything like that before. I'm sure you guys heard me screaming because there was a tornado warning and felt like the tornado was right in front of me. But as you can see, the entire city of Dyersburg is here in the shelter. We can say hi to this family. How are you guys feeling right now?
Doing good.
How are you feeling with the good? This is a tornado warning. Tell me how you really feel.
I'm a little scared, I'm not gonna lie.
And what about you, sir? There we go. Folks who unfortunately are just simply knuckleheads and they just got to get their 5 seconds of fame. That's all gone away. The main thing is that Sierra's fine. CJ, thank you very much.
Wow. The knucklehead line is my favorite.
Yeah. He had his little sheets, his paperwork right there. They, the anchor. And he just threw him up like, God, he's like, God, no plans. Frustrated. So, ah, God.
That whole bit is so outdated, but it's still so
it
funny.
It still hits, bro.
Thanks to the reactions of the stiff and starched back in the studio.
Yeah. All right, let's go back. Well, I'm going to do this real quick. This is not one.
Okay. Winner.
This is not one. Wolchuk the other day told us that Brian Bosworth, the great Brian Bosworth from Irving, Texas, MacArthur High School, stand up. He had an element in his game that no one was familiar with. He was actually a tickler.
He's a tickle monster.
But number one, it is the Boz. Brian Bosworth coming in at number one with that slick back looking hair. The Boz was a polarizing figure. Courted attention and tickled people, or ticked people off.
What?
Didn't tickle anybody. Didn't tickle anybody.
It'd be violent tickles.
He wasn't tickling. He was ticking people off. You had the mohawk.
He was tickling people was all tickling the way people. Off. It was one of the most legendary tickles of all time.
Oh, no.
Jeez, bro.
He tickled people.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's incredible.
You got me, boss. You got me, bro. I'm good. You got me.
Enough.
Jeez. That's crazy. That is wild, Woolchuck.
I tap.
Yeah. Yeah, you got me, bro. I got the shoes, bro.
I'm finished.
That's my spot.
Here's the boss, the tickle man.
All right, let's see. What else? One more from the RJ and Choppy show. Show producer Peyton Russell, my guy. They put me on to the lacrosse girls. Oh. Field lacrosse, bro.
Yes.
He is a gooner.
He's got the face of a gooner.
He held it down this morning for an hour, was it?
30 minutes. Felt like 2 hours.
Like 3 days.
Yeah. Okay, 30 minutes. He held it down for 30 minutes. His knees got wobbly at the end, bro. Right there at the finish line.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome, man. It really has. The Nico stuff we'll talk about. That's about all I got. That's about it. You know, I've thought about some lifestyle things, but I've run out of things to say. I really have. Bobby's in studio. He's laughing. He knows we're going to replay this stuff.
Yeah.
I'll have to go through the guests again. Dewey Scruggs, NBC5 at 720, Meet Church 820. Tim McMahon at 920. Look, I could talk about some Snapchat stories. That Bobby has referenced air. I got scammed. I really did. I maybe talked to a bot here, exchanged some photos, and they got out, and then she threatened to to leak them. And so I got scared. I blocked her. But yeah, that's about all that is there. Nico, man, you suck, dude. But yeah, it's Sean, RJ, Bobby coming up next. We're going to try and drag this out. We're going to try. Bobby, I don't care what you say. I'm dragging this out. The Mavs do play.
The last few minutes of that, he tries to throw it to break a million times. He just rattles off the run sheet, timestamping crap, 4 hours in advance. And I can't believe he unveiled one of his deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah. Unprovoked?
A bot.
Just talking to himself.
He's like, I could, and then just goes right into telling it.
He's the original robot cockfighter.
That's
Peyton
amazing.
Russell.
He said that he exchanged pictures with a bot, bro. Yeah. My man was thirsty.
And then he got nervous.
And then he was in damage control mode.
He said, I blocked her.
He was sweating that one out for weeks,
got
bro.
Nervous and I blocked her.
He's sending Brett Favre's over to her, bro.
Oh, no. He sure was.
He wild. Give me a second. Give me 5 minutes. I got a photo for you. It's going to blow your mind away.
Rules are rules, Woolchuck.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah. Mama gave me 8 of them flop checks, and Mama took away 5 of them flop checks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
Is it your two-time champ now, Bobby? Bobby Belt with the disc?
I've been going for three.
Is it the knucklehead tornado drill? This is not one, but Woolchuck the Boz Tickler. Or is it Pepe just drowning and throwing in the towel, creating some of the worst radio of all time in very epic fashion? This is tough. This is extremely difficult.
Jam it. Listen.
Man, I really wanted to get Bobby to honorary four just to piss him off, but that Pepe stuff is too legendary. Put me down for Peyton. Lucius?
I'm going with Peyton as well, and tomorrow I'm going to play a song by Peyton. Have y'all heard it yet?
Oh, now that was
amazing.
Impressive. It was awesome.
It was so bad. Yeah. So terrible, it was good.
Yeah, it's amazing how he does that.
It's great.
Woolchuck?
I got to go Peyton as well.
Are we 3 for 3? I'm sorry. We're 3 for 3. Broadus?
Voting for the champ.
Okay, but yeah. That's a good play, Broadus. That's a good play. Well, we have a new G-Bag of the Day champion still from the morning show. It is Peyton Russell.
Not singing about me anymore.
After his solo hosting gig, he'll be one and done. All right, we'll crank open a rim sesh live from Shell Shack in Dallas next year in the Nation.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It is a treat watching Brian Broaddus in his natural habitat as he is just the twist, the peel, the pull right now on these crawfish as we are partying live from Shell Shack here right off North Henderson in Dallas. And if you pull on up, as we've got a couple other tolos that are popping in, Black and Gold B's already come by to say hello to us, you'll see that there is a construction detour. Just bypass that detour, turn left right on into the parking lot, and we're right here in the front. You'll walk in, you'll see us. It's amazing. Tomorrow, National Crawfish Day. Shell Shack owning the rights to National Crawfish Day, so they're going to have $6 crawfish by the pound. It's going to be incredible, and we're going to be here until 6:30 partying. But right now, Eric, I believe we're doing some rim talk, huh?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead here live at Shell Shack in Dallas. We're going to cut the lights out. We're going to put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when the Mavs have a winner-go-home play-in game as the 10 seed. Just really doesn't get much bigger than this, unless, of course, you harken back to just a few months ago when you were in the NBA Finals. I know, like, people like Brian Broaddus are fired up for this game tonight, pulling on the team, and I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong. because I think we should all be able to fan how we want to fan.
Yeah, you do whatever your Maverick heart tells you. I'm frustrated as hell with them, too.
I am curious what the ratings are going to look like for this game locally, because I think they could be pretty putrid. And I'm curious of how many Mavs fans are just going to be watching. You don't have to say if you're rooting against them necessarily, but are you actually going to take the time out of your evening when you could be doing anything you want? I'm excited to watch the Rangers tonight. Yep. Got to be honest with you.
And I'm excited to see Sagan back out there on the ice for the Stars.
So how are you going to power rank the TVs tonight? You got the triple?
I got the triple set up. I'll probably have Rangers in the middle.
You consider that the one, right?
That's the one.
Yeah.
The left one, which is actually the biggest one I've got, I'll probably put the Stars on, and then the right will have I'll pop the Mavs game on, the small one.
Okay, so you will have it on. You'll be glancing.
And then I'll have the laptop up watching a couple of corners tonight.
There you go.
That's right. It is draft season.
Did Dave Brugler's like mock draft, 7-round mock draft, throw you off a little bit today?
There were two guys on there late. I saw Nelson. I've seen the Wisconsin tackle, which I didn't know. I didn't think he'd go that late. I mean, for him to go that late in Dane's mock, that'd be a great pick.
I had him in the fifth round. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So there were two players that I need to go back and see that Dane had mock into the Cowboys, just because I want to. You know, on day three, I like us to try and just have as much knowledge as we can.
All right, I care about the Mavs game, and I care so much that I reached out to somebody in Sacramento, in the know.
Like Sacramento.
Somebody that's going to affect this game tonight.
Okay.
In a way.
Was it Sabonis? Did you holler at Sabonis?
I can't tell you who my sources are, but this is what the lowdown I got for tonight's keys are.
Very good.
Keys of the game. You ready?
And the least exciting game in a while.
Are you ready or not?
My body's ready.
Okay, good.
My heart's not.
Those crawfish were good, though.
Gosh, dang it. They're so
amazing
good.
Amazing how good they were. All right. Transition offense and defense both ways is going to be huge tonight for your Dallas Mavs. Rebounding is also going to be big.
Fundamentals, man.
Yep. Offense, they need to take care of the ball. Defense, contest shots without fouling. They say this group takes a ton of jump shots. Mm. So when they're talking whiteboard, like when Jason Kidd's standing up there in the locker room on the whiteboard, this is what's up on the board.
Fellas, let's rebound.
Yeah.
And I tell you that even though we have 3 7-footers and this is how we've built our team and this should be a no-brainer that should go unsaid, that we're going to out-rebound every team that we come against because we've built the trifecta of 7-footers with AD, Lively, and Gafford. Why? I mean, that's the only way you win. You have to get rebounds.
You better.
You built your team on playing defense and getting rebounds.
Defense.
Some of the least exciting basketball aesthetically, is the direction they want to go.
Old school spur ball.
I can't believe what they're doing to Dirk as well. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. McMahon said he has a story coming out after the Mavs are eliminated. So as early as tomorrow morning, we could get the story about why Dirk and Mark Cuban are no longer involved with the franchise.
Gosh,
Dirk is apparently turned off by the state of the Mavs, and Nico wanted Cuban out of basketball operations after the sale, which Cuban sort of alluded to in that first sit-down with WFAA when he was like, yeah, I thought we had an agreement with the Adelsons, and then somebody changed their mind. That somebody was always Nico Harrison. But disrespecting Dirk, like, through all of this.
Kind of the last straw.
I mean, I just don't understand why they have to go out of their way to do that. That is one of the biggest no-nos in sports, to do that to your single biggest legend of your organization, especially someone like Dirk.
Sure.
Who is as likable and lovable and loyal as it gets.
But the fact
that they're disrespecting him.
But what loyalty, and I'm just taking it from the Nico approach, and this is probably a terrible way to do it, but I'm just trying to. Is there, what loyalty does he have to Dirk? You know, what was he ever a Dirk client? Was he ever a guy that Dirk...
As soon as you step into the organization, you have loyalty to Dirk.
Agreed. That's where you've got to know who is paying your bills. That's the Dallas Mavericks.
And that's the blind spot that they have where they've completely disassociated themselves from...
Is it a Nico blind spot or is it the Adelsons?
It's both. It's led by Nico. It is led by Nico because he's leading the charge on all of this, but it's also
this,
on the ownership.
Did things get better as an organization when Nico took over as the general manager and took the ball out of Cuban's court?
It got better.
Okay, so to
until
me,
it didn't.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying though, is there a I mean, when you look, if you're Nico, you know, you're looking at Cuban like, listen, I want to do. I'm the GM here. You no longer own the team. Okay, you're no. You sold. You have your billions of dollars that you just made. Okay, I don't want interference from you. I had to listen to things. I talked you out of probably some moves you wanted to make. I probably did some things here. Up until the Luka trade, I think the approval rating for Nico was probably pretty positive among Mavs fans.
Yes, he had done a great
job.
Didn't
you feel like that, gosh, you know, and then, you know, the family's talking about the moves that Nico made last year at the trade deadline to kind of, you know, when they were treading water and all of a sudden they go out and they get some players, they get some help. But to me, like I say, I could understand why Nico wanted Mark out of the picture if Mark no longer owned the team.
Yeah, but he also didn't understand the advantage of having Mark, who could make up for some of his inefficiencies with just PR, fan relations, and having an understanding of what is important for this organization, because he is not a historian. Mark Cuban is when it comes to this franchise. And he's completely missed the boat on that.
Right.
And so he just keeps making it worse and worse and worse. I cannot believe that yesterday was planned and they said some of the things that they said. Like just completely unbuttoned up. They thought the crap that comes out of their mouth is gold. And all it does is completely push the fan base away more and more.
From a PR standpoint, it's been a terrible way of handling
it. It's been an embarrassment.
Things. It has absolutely been a
but
terrible.
But also
way.
Basketball and everything else, you know. Like, yeah, but he like thinks I say, he's I made think a championship
things,
team.
I think there's things. If you read the Tim McMahon book, like I have, you know, and I'd be glad to hand you my copy or go out and buy.
I do. I will.
Because seriously, there's things about Donnie Nelson and Mark in that book that you're just kind of like going, okay, I could see why somebody wouldn't want to be working with Mark Cuban.
Yeah. Now the problem is they've now put this all of that good. Has been undone. Everything that you highlighted there, which you're right, we were arguing and advocating the Mavericks have turned into a top 10 front office.
Yeah.
All of that has been undone. They're now sitting where they were in the 90s, where they are going to be one of the laughing stocks and unrealistic teams. Well, they're not going to be playing on Christmas Day anymore.
Does Mark Cuban, is he looking good in this situation when there's whispers and we can talk to McMahon and others that he was one of these guys that didn't think that they had the money to pay Luka? Did he skate what could have been a very and it's a dark day right now because of Luka not being here, but did Mark get out before it got really, really, really bad and people figured out that maybe he didn't have the money to pay Luka?
I don't care as much about Mark. Mark sold the team. I care
that's
about
what I'm saying.
I care
and that's
about
why
Dirk
if I'm Nico, go away. Go away.
That's fine. The Dirk stuff is what is really the issue to me.
Okay.
That's what's really been the final. I have no respect for them anymore, and they clearly don't have any respect for the pulse of what Maverick basketball is.
What changed? Because Nico has been here long enough. It's not like he just came in. Nico has been around Dirk. He's been around and knowing what the situation. I mean, it's not like he just showed up last month after the trade or before the trade and decided to, you know, to maybe have ill relationships with Dirk. He's been here a couple of years, right? Did we ever hear anything about that?
No, we did not.
See, so I
don't know.
But we can bookmark it because we'll get Tim Cato Dallas 320. He was there yesterday for the disaster class of a press conference. So we'll get the 411 from Tim Cato coming up at 320.
All right, let's do some NFL news of the day. Tyron Smith has retired. We've got some stuff from his press conference there at the Star. We've also got more draft rumoruskies. And is this the dumbest coach in football? That's next in the Nation.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.